Aaron Rodgers dropped by healthcare sponsor after vaccine comments. By Paul Bois on November 6, 2021. Purveya Health dropped their sponsorship of Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers over his vaccination status, officially kicking off the coming cancel campaign against the star athlete. Purveya Health remains deeply committed to protecting its patients, staff, providers and communities amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, Purveya said in a statement released Saturday. This includes encouraging and helping all eligible populations to become vaccinated against COVID-19 to prevent the virus from further significantly impacting lives and livelihoods. Glendale, Arizona, October 28. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, number 12 of the Green Bay Packers, watches from the sidelines during the second half of the NFL game at State Farm Stadium on October 28, 2021 in Glendale, Arizona. The Packers defeated the Cardinals 24-21. Photo by Christian Peterson / Getty Images. Purveya's cancellation of Aaron Rodgers comes after his refusal of the coronavirus vaccine became public knowledge, a decision that he did not regret and doubled down on during an interview on the Pat McAfee show. "They're trying to shame and out and cancel all of us not vaccinated people, call us selfish. I mean, that's the propaganda line, too, that you're selfish for making a decision that's in the best interest of your body," he said. "That this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is a total lie," he exclaimed. Rodgers further blasted the media for lying about his personal health decisions. "To just say that, the vaccines are a blanket for all that ails you, in my opinion, is wrong and reckless. And for the media out there taking shots at me, if you don't know my story, well, now you do," he exclaimed. "So, quit lying about me, and personal health decisions, in my opinion, should be private." Nurse practitioner Sarah Rauner fills a syringe with the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to be administered to children from 5 to 11 years old are seen at the Beaumont Health offices in Southfield, Michigan on November 5, 2021. Photo by Jeff Kowalski / AFP, photo by Jeff Kowalski / AFP via Getty Images. Rodgers explained that he studied the vaccines extensively and discovered an ingredient that would have allegedly caused him an allergic reaction. Though he settled on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the shot was pulled from distribution over clotting issues. Rodgers added that the immunization protocol he found that could best protect myself and my teammates was a long-term protocol that involved multiple months of treatment, Breitbart News reported. Rodgers tested positive for coronavirus last week, which will cause him to sit out on at least one game. To date, nearly 412 million doses of the FDA-approved COVID vaccines have been administered in the United States, and over 189 million people in the U.S. have been fully vaccinated. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the mRNA COVID vaccines made by Pfizer and Moderna reduce the risk of severe illness in people who are fully vaccinated by 90% or more.